Welcome to the Chaos Network.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Pure bullshit.
What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening pinata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired. Feel weak. And when you feel weak, you feel like you want to just give up. But you gotta search within you. You gotta find that inner strength and just pull that shit out of you. And get that motivation to not give up. And not be a quitter. No matter how bad you want to just fall flat on your face.
Holy shit, dude.
All right. I didn't know if I was going to get this in tonight. I'm happy as heck. I'm really doing good at not cussing. This is amazing. I don't understand it. My daily life, there's four-letter words going all over the place. And I don't mean love. Not a lot of love. Not a whole lot of love. So anyway, I'm glad we're getting this in. I totally jacked this up, though. So hopefully you guys aren't listening live because it's only set up for a 15-minute show. Usually it's about 20 minutes. The podcast will take care of that, but the live feed won't quite do it so much. Not so much. No. Gonna go, no, not so much. I hope you guys are having a great weekend. I have had an all right weekend. I'll tell you all about it after I do some housekeeping.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
You come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want me for a pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
All right. You want to find me? You can catch me on Twitter at FNChaos. You want to get a hold of Hollywood, who did a great job on Sports Our Way about 5-10 minutes ago. We just wrapped that show up. You can find him at SOW Hollywood. The general feed for the show is at Chaos_Radio. Are all shows. That's this one. That's Two Guys and Mike in Sports. That is Leaving Footprints. That is Sexting with Diamond. All the shows that we do. You can just send whatever opinion you have there. It's okay. We can roll that way. And we'll just leave it at that. You can call the show if you want to. I will not answer because I do not notice when the calls come in, and it just doesn't work out too well. Sometimes you can't stream the show. So you call in and you sit there on hold so you can listen to the show. 646, guest call in is 347-857-4216. It's like ridiculously hot. It's like 95 degrees at almost 8 o'clock at night. I feel like I'm in Arizona or something right now. It's ridiculous. I mean, the Fromunda cheese is melted. It is horrible. It is nasty, dirty. It's the type of day that when you're outside all day and you see a smoking hot girl, you don't even want to go, you don't want to touch her down there. You don't want to go down on her, that's for sure. It's just all kinds of rotten scrambled eggs. It's what it's going to be. No. No, it's dirty out. But yesterday was Pride Parade. There's one in L.A., one in Indiana, a couple throughout the country. It is the best thing ever to go to people watch. And I fully support it because it's simple. You guys have heard my takes before. If you listen to anything that I do, any show that we have, and I get a chance to yell it loud and proud, the only thing that is important in life is to find your happiness. That is it. I don't care if you want a man wants to love another man, woman wants to love another woman, you want to be transgender, or you whatever you choose to be, or your life has made you, or you were born that way. Doesn't matter if it's a choice or you're born that way. If it's what makes you happy, that's all I care about. Too damn hard. So for that, we talked about this earlier on Sports Our Way. Hollywood sent this to me, and I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. Absolutely got to be kidding. There is a article out there, and it's an op-ed piece. And the guy who wrote it, Ed Manners, Ed has no manners. He's just a big jerk face. The article is pretty much Born Gay, No Way. And he goes in to talk about how the gay gene is a myth and it's not true. If it was true, you know, then why don't we have the pro athlete gene or the scientist gene or anything like that? And you might think, well, that's not a bad, you know, thought. Theory's a little flawed. Science has kind of already backed it up. And let's just take it a step further. Who cares? Who really cares? Does it really matter? Does it matter that this guy, this Ed Manners, who is a pastor at Kirkwood Baptist Church, the address is 3400 Kirkwood Road in Clarksville, Tennessee, 37043. Does it matter if there's a gene or not a gene? You know, what's going on is, so here's the opening paragraph. I'll just read you the opening paragraph. We're at a crucial point in the life of America. Soon the Supreme Court is expected to announce its decision on the legality of same-sex marriage. So he thinks this is unfortunate for our great nation. You know, how could this happen? And it's going to affect not just Christians, but Muslims, Buddhists, and Mormons. It's going to affect them all. Look, it doesn't matter. I guess that's the way I'm reading through this, and who cares if there's a gene or not a gene? It's just the fact of happy or not happy. The great book, the New Testament, as he talks about, it's how we should live our lives by those values. People were burned at the stake for some of those values. Just saying, if I eat shellfish and I love me some shrimp, I love it. I'm going down to hang out with the man downstairs. We're going to talk about shellfish and Justin Bieber probably. We'll probably talk about that too. That's just, well, it seems like a conversation, if there was a devil, that he'd like to have a Justin Bieber conversation. Like, if there's, like, who would you think? Like, if the devil's out there licking his chops on who he couldn't wait to get his hands on if this person's real, I mean, who would you think it is? Justin Bieber just seems like it'd be up there for me in the list. And for one, the part that I've said this before on this show, it doesn't make sense. It's, if he doesn't, you know, if you're bad, why would he want to hang out with you? Why would he want eternity? He doesn't want to see me. I smell funny sometimes. I got to put on more deodorant. It's nuts. But in this week of pride parades and everything like that, which, you know, choice, not choice, gene, no gene, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. I mean, I'm sure there's some people who, you know, are just get more attention from the same sex and they want the companionship. And for that, they may not have the gene or not gene and just, you know, want to be happy. What's wrong with that? I don't get that. What's the problem with that? There's, you know, plenty of us who've been through a divorce or a breakup, and it's the worst thing you could possibly go through. So go get happy. Whatever you got to do, go get happy. I mean, well, you know, as long as it's legal, you know, you don't want to do the illegal stuff. Illegal's bad. Illegal's very, very bad. So, you know, as you're going through, there's, as I was going through, I should say, of course, there's plenty of police officers and things like that. And I couldn't help but, you know, to a couple of them, I just had to say, hey, thanks. We appreciate it. Appreciate the work that you're doing. I appreciate everything you do. I'm sorry about all the stuff that's going on right now. It was in Texas, I think, the past couple of days, where a gunman went into a precinct and just shot the place up. You know, it's pretty bad, you know. It seems like you got to go out of your way to thank them for the work that they're doing, because there is a lot of bad things. I get it. There's a lot of things that aren't. You know, the police are definitely in some areas overstepping their bounds, and they should be held accountable for it. But it doesn't mean that all of them are bad. Well, there is that incident in Santa Ana, California, that I found kind of interesting, where it's taken them a month. And there was a raid on pretty much a pot house. You know, it just was an unlicensed one, where the cops went in, and when they raided the place, there was a volunteer worker who was an amputee, kind of, I think she was blind in her right eye. and had a few other issues as well. And a couple of the female officers were, quote unquote, joking around, talking about kicking her in her amputee leg, and just overall being crass, mean to her, and they should be punched in the face for that. But then they also took it a step further. They were trying some of the edibles. They were checking out the merchandise, and it's all on tape. It's taken them 30 days. As of right now, it's been 30 days, I think, before they have suspended or done anything, because they're still going through the investigation. The part that drives me a little bit crazy about that is, you know, granted, yes, they should be shot for the things that they were doing and saying about the amputee. But if I have an issue in that city, let's just say somebody broke into my house. And this actually happened to an uncle of mine recently, about 2 o'clock in the morning up in, some of you out in Cali will know, he's up in Quartz Hill, California, and he's got a security system. He was up at 2 o'clock in the morning for some reason. I don't know what the heck he was doing. Maybe he's doing some edibles. No idea. But he's looking at security cams, and he sees two young adults, teenage kids maybe, in his driveway looking like they are trying to break into his car. So he opens the garage, and they run away. So he files a police report. Well, if he's in Santa Ana, California, and it's taken him 30 days to figure out what to do with these cops where they got video evidence and it's pretty cut and dry on what they've done, how long do you think it's been taking them to figure out what's going on with these guys? A long time. A long time. I mean, like, he, at that pace, he might find out by the time he buys his next car, they might have a lead. And that is ridiculous. I know not everything is CSI. We watch CSI or Criminal Minds or NCIS, and, you know, things seem to happen a lot faster. There's better technology. Yeah, I know it doesn't normally happen that way. That's why those are TV shows. But that's a little extreme. That's just a little extreme. I'm just saying. Thanks, but no thanks. So the parade was great. The people watching was amazing. I found it interesting. Like, when last year too, I found it interesting because, you know, it's not maybe the one day, but in my mind, it's the one day where GLTV community can come together and they can just let it all go. They can just not just be who they are, but even go a step further and go overboard if they want to. And it's not looked down upon. It's just embraced, and, you know, you might as well go out and have a great time. There was some outfits, you know, must have been a dude who must have been about 6'5", in high heels, full makeup, wig. It's 92 degrees out. I felt horrible. I'm like, hey, here's to you, you know, obviously, but you've got to be so uncomfortable right now. It is ridiculous. You know, black knee-high boots and all that, and it's an amazing thing to see people just let loose, because when most people let loose, it's not to that degree. So I just was like, hey, high five, knock yourself out, you know, enjoy. And I was looking so much for the Westboro Baptist Church. I'm sure they were there somewhere, and I would have loved to have talked to them, but I didn't find them, because when you put the crazy in anything, it is the Westboro Baptist Church. They are, you know, if you look at it from one side, they're the craziest bastards on the planet. But they have a belief in something, and they believe so strongly in something that they are not afraid to run out and talk about it and express their convictions and go from there. And so it's almost like you want to get in the mindset of somebody who is so passionate about something, but also, you know, they're closer to serial killers than they are for good in the community. I mean, serial killers are also passionate about what they do. Come on, man. But it was cool. It was interesting. I totally we hung out for about an hour. It was really just too hot to hang out much longer than that. And I don't know. I just I support people being happy. So if Ed Manners has a problem with that, I hope he's not happy. I hope he jumps off a building or something. That's what I would support for him. So I guess I got to share my driving home incident. sometimes you just have thoughts. You get long drives, you get thoughts, voices in your head. The thoughts that came to my mind is it would be so nice if it would be easier to judge the opposite sex by the type of car they drive. I know we kind of do that, but in my case, you know, if it's judging a woman, like judging her on a Honda, you know, if a girl drives a Honda, if we could take Honda, just the first two letters, all right, she's a hoe. She's a hoe. All right, I know where she's at. I know if a girl drives a Dodge, I got to dodge that chick because she's probably got all kinds of issues. Probably not the same build that I'm looking for. BMW, for example, you got to bring money with you for the BMW. There's just, you know, it's just kind of like, all right, so there's some, you know, and I, you know, if you're in a, I don't know, I guess you can kind of roll with it from there. You know, Chrysler, she's rolling in a Chrysler. She's worships Christ, and you get into that scenario where she's a little overborn. Look, I believe everybody should have their beliefs. That's okay. I'm not going to clown you for it. But I don't believe in chastity belts either. No, that's not cool. Well, more sex is a good thing. Judgment, not necessarily. So I just kind of thought, I don't know what a Nissan would be. More on than off, I don't know. You guys got to figure it out. Maybe tweet me at FNChaos. Let me go. But it just would be easier. You know, I mean, if women wore like NASCAR jackets, and instead of the logos of M&M's or Viagra or whatever, it just said, like, I'm batshit crazy. I stalked my ex-boyfriend for 6 months after we broke up. I keyed his car. It would make life so much easier, like, if we go through, like, I would totally dig that. That would be awesome. Lorena Bobbitt would cut off my ex's dick. Okay, I am never going, no. That would eliminate so many issues. You know, guys, same thing. Said I support Ray Rice on their, you know, if he did that, you know, then girls would know to stay away from him. Or I believe romance is a porn and pizza. You know, if that's in, then they can, you know, maybe some girls into that. Maybe that's her idea of romance too. Just it would make things a lot easier. So that's my philosophy. NASCAR jackets. That label everything and all the crazy that you did in the past would work out good. Just saying. All right. Wanted to get those thoughts out there. I am going to be back Thursday morning. So if you guys want to check out, I'll be on bright and early Thursday morning. So with that, yo, I'm out.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The cult of personality.